Negro hocam.
Şey görüyorum.
I guess I found a question. Is there any form necessary to be present in order for self nature or selfless self to be present? Is it just
No.
it's just selfless, it's its own form, I guess.
The knowingness without any object to be known, the awareness without anything to be aware of, just selfless self. Accept your selfless self, no God, no Brahman, no Paramatma, no master. The mistake was clicking with the body and saying, I exist. And suddenly the knowingness automatically identifies with this body. Oh, this is me. I know I'm alive. Again, if the space in the room were just using this body as like a telescope or a periscope, whatever you want to call it, just to see, but there was nothing, there was no concept of being a person, there was no concept of this body or this life or anything else. It was just the space in the room seeing through this instrument inside of the space and believing itself to be separate. Because the concept of duality is I am seeing these things rather than, oh, I'm formless inside and outside the body, and everything that I'm seeing is within my own self. And the only reason I'm seeing it is because I'm using an object as a vehicle, or as Maharaj says, the media to see. The faculty of knowingness clicks with the body and sees and knows things because you're identified as a thing for a time. Once you know yourself in a real sense, then of course the body is still available, but it is literally just, you're just scenes are appearing and disappearing, and there's nothing. No local identification.
So the
So,
believing is a part of thinking process.
yeah, knowing of your own existence begins this concept of I exist. Rather than prior to the sense of existence, you existed because this sense of existence has appeared to you. But once this sense of existence has appeared, there's the instrument of body that becomes available, so to speak, and you say, oh, I exist as this. And then mom and dad get the concept of duality because I'm your mother. Your name is such and such. You do good things, you do bad things. The sense of doership is impressed, which builds this kind of egoistic sense of self, that false I, because I is everything. Nothing in particular.
yeah, it's so obvious that awareness is present, and also when the thinking, this waking dream is up, it's nothing that we can forget our true nature, but I don't know how is this happening so quickly getting into the experience. So that's why I was asking, it's a part of the identification or the belief is a part of thinking process.
It's spontaneous. Like suddenly the space in the room clicking with this body. This body is just a lump of the five elements, but this with the space, it's spirit and it, like a matchbox, and we have fire. So spirit clicks, oh, I exist. And they're seeing and all of this. This is the first time of a knowing of existence because there is no knowledge of existence because you are all there is.
See, it's
So,
so obvious that I'm present. Means I'm before the boy, dream. So I exist. It's nothing that I can forget myself, but it is also it's so quick that see, now also it's so clear that it's present here right now. But also there is a identification or belief, whatever you call. How is this? How can that happen? That's what I feel.
Because prior to being this, you didn't know yourself. You didn't know that you existed. You had no sense of anything because you're all of everything. And then this sense of existence, I exist as this, because again, this is the long dream. So you're identified very quickly, just like when you lay down at sleep at night, you're sleeping, the body here is sleeping. Formlessly, this sense of existence mixes and creates a consciousness of a dream world. And you identify very quickly with one of the characters within the dream. And from that perspective, you're seeing the dream. And then you start to interact in all of this as this character. It's spontaneous. It's just like, okay, dream is just spontaneous. Whole dream world is created. Just from that sense of existence, this consciousness just creates. And then all these forms appear, including the little body form that you identify with in the dream. And when you wake up the next morning, you say, oh, I was just dreaming. But that whole dream world appeared very real in every way, just as this waking dream world appears real because of this body is available to see inside yourself. But when this body is no more, presence is. The feeling of presence won't be available in this particular form, so to speak, but the dream goes on. Just, you see, you're not dreaming an individual dream right now. Due to identification with the body, you're dreaming the concept of having a life and a life span. I was born and I'm going to die one day. But this is not true. It's just because the body form is available that the formlessness for a time identifies with the form.
So, dreaming, consciousness is dreaming is the better word rather than the forgetfulness, because it cannot forget. Can I say it is dreaming? Is that the better word?
I mean, there's no forgetting and no remembering because
yes,
it's the background of everything.
Yes.
And even if you say dreaming is a word that came along with the body. Prior to being this, you knew nothing about dream.
Yes.
Even prior to the dream state, as you're laying down sleeping, this mix that creates a dream world, there's no knowingness there. It's the faculty of knowing, and then objects to be known. And then once the objects are known, then the concept of duality allows you to express and move about and talk to people and do whatever you do in your dream or in your waking state. Because one consciousness, sense of existence, and all these objects are appearing and disappearing within that. And if you identify with any of those objects, then you believe yourself to be within, as Maharaj says, the bubble of illusion. But you are outside of this. The reason you can say you're outside is because prior to being this, this sense of existence has appeared to you. You needn't know the knowledge of your own existence. You exist. That's it. You always have existed. There's no way you can't exist. Otherwise, the sense of existence, for whom would that appear? If you didn't exist and then suddenly the sense of existence was to appear, who would know this? That's why Maharaj uses the example, knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. But somebody had to be there to say nobody's there. So the sense of existence, the I am, the sense of presence has appeared to you. And whether that presence or a sense of existence or I am is there or not, you are. Because this has appeared to you. Death, so to speak, will be the dissolving of the sense of presence, the sense of I am. And birth, so to speak, is the knowing of this sense of existence or I am. But that's appeared to you, who is unaffected by this entire process.
So So no matter what you experience or forget or remember or think you sense or anything, it's all the same self nature, I think, right?
Well, anything that you can think or do or any of these sort of things, you're within the consciousness, the bubble of illusion.
But it's still self nature. It is it. You could say everything is itself, but it's yourself. It's not any other self than yourself.
Well, you really don't even want to say yourself.
Yeah,
that's
right.
why I guess they do the big self,
yeah,
so that it's not like myself and
right,
yourself. It's just
right.
the self, or that you are, and you're believing yourself to be separate, because as Maharaj uses the example, the ashram, the toilet. If the walls in the ashram go down and the walls in the toilet go down, sky in the toilet goes to hell and sky in the ashram goes to heaven? No, it's one and the same. We put the separation. Or they use in the Advaita a lot, the pot, the space inside the pot, the space outside the pot. Pot breaks, but the space inside the pot doesn't like suddenly become outside. You understand? It's one space. We have the concept of the space is within the pot, and I put a lid, and now the space is confined to the pot. But this is only conceptual. Another good example is breathing in. You breathe in right now, and you say, okay, that was the universal air, and it's now my air. And then you breathe out, you say, okay, now it's back to the universal air. And because it's within this body form, you say, it's mine. But air has no concept of being inside or outside, or your air or my air. Sky has no concept of India sky, America sky, China sky. No, none of these. Sky is sky.
All experiences contradicts the reality, kind of.
Because there's no experience, no experiencer. You remain with yourself, a self, that void of black wholeness without any other good explanation, that it pulls in all concepts. And there you are. Without any support of any kind, you're just self-evident. You need no support. And so any concept, for whom, for what? Like,
it's good to know that you're not what you think.
Yeah, I mean, you're so far removed from mind. You can catch mind in the trick very easily, because mind came along with the body, and mind can only produce thoughts, ideas, or images about the illusory existence. It cannot produce any thoughts, ideas, or pictures of you, because you're prior to mind. Mind does not know. There's no, that's why they say, okay, go back, recede, recede, recede behind the thoughts. Let all the thoughts flow. You just go within yourself, recede, 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 because you are prior to mind. Mind came along with the body. Every thought, every image, every idea that the mind can present, it's like a black and white TV. You're watching a black and white TV, you know, oh, all these things on the TV are black and white. The color is evident without the black and white. You say, oh, this is a thought. About what? About this body form. About the world you believe yourself to be living in. And so you can cut that very quickly, because you're prior to mind. How do you know you're prior to mind? Because in deep meditation, this mind just dissolves. You're no longer flowing along with the flow of thoughts, and you're no longer creating the concept of I am thinking, or I'm thinking thoughts. And so whether mind is there or not, you are. You know this in meditation. When you first remain with your selfless self, you get that subtle, subtle, just I without anything, this subtle sense of presence. Mind's not there. And yet you are. So you're prior to mind. Whether mind is there or not, you are. Then as you remain with this sense of this very subtle sense of presence, the just I without anything, no mixing, the dawning of the I am the knower of the sense of presence, whether presence is there or not, I am. Okay, now, can you try to get rid of yourself? No sense of existence, no sense of presence. And yet you are. This is the self-evident, self-realization. Oh, so that I am that. Prior to presence, prior to beingness, prior to body, prior to mind, way prior to world. And these are the illusory layers that are covering yourself. And meditation allows you to dissolve these layers, and then you remain with your selfless self. And now, can you be with yourself and just be like, okay, they say, oh, like I'm a zombie, I'm just sitting like a stone piece of wood? No, because you use the body, do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities, but now you know yourself. Once you know yourself, you can't forget yourself or try to remember yourself. Or Maharaj talks about refreshing your memories, which is just, I am not these thoughts, I am not this body, I was not this body. Accept your selfless self, no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, nothing is there. Where all experience ends, there you are. Even if you're experiencing samadhi, that's an experience. Ultimate state, no experience, no experiencer. Experience has appeared upon your presence. Whether presence is there or not, you are. So now we can discard this presence and just be as you are. Maharaj calls it be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you. And you can't not be. Like even you give direction of be always with you. Well, how can you not be with you? You can try to direct your attention to illusory thinking, but still you're going nowhere. You're not, you're not actually, you're being lost. You're developing the concept that I'm lost in thought, but you're not. Thought stops, there you are. Thoughts are very busy, there you are. Good day at work, there you are. Bad day at work, there you are. What's good and bad to the formless presence that you are? Passing. Scenes appear and disappear, appear and disappear, and you're not disappearing. Maharaj uses the example of the train. This is a powerful example. If you've ever ridden the train into work or on a trip or anything like this, you're sitting, not moving. All the scenes are moving. Whether slow or fast, you pull into a station, you slow down, you start speeding up, then, but scenes are, everything's going. Thing moving, train is moving, scenes are coming and going. You are not moving. Everything's going around you, but you're not moving. And then you know ultimately that it's just a bubble of illusion. All the things that I'm seeing are with the concept of duality, I am seeing something. You're using the body form to see something, but you're not the body. You're the formlessness in which all this something has appeared for a time.
To the mind, it seems like things can be something they're not. Like it even seems that things can not exist. It's like, but they're all present. So since they're all present, they're all as present as any as anything, so that nothing can really not be present.
Well, again, Maharaj uses the example, you're the projector, not the projections. You get caught up in the projections, believing that to be the true, and you lose the reality. But you don't lose the reality. It's just the concept. Oh, I'm lost in the illusion. Let me sit and meditate now.
And then you become impractical when you do that.
Well, and then again, you're using the body. You say, oh, you know what? I'm getting lost in illusion. I'm getting a little bit confusion. So I'm going to sit and just meditate for some time. But now you're taking the concept of duality. It's better to say, I'm going to sit and meditate and remain with myself as self rather than go off and do other activities and not put the attention back on yourself. But still, it's the concept of duality. The only way you can meditate is with the concept, I am meditating. And that's why Maharaj says the ultimate meditation, you concentrate on the concentrator until the concentrator dissolves within the concentration. You meditate on the meditator. Who is meditating? The true meditator can't go anywhere. All the false dissolves within the meditation. You can't go away.
Yeah, body and mind cannot meditate.
Exactly. You use the body and mind as instruments.
Yes.
And for a time, as long as there's the concept, I am meditating. But in a true meditation, you're not just sitting and, you know, watching thoughts or whatever. True meditation is that presence with presence, consciousness with consciousness, that sense of existence, that concentrating on that concentrator. And then everything just dissolves because you are the answer to all your questions and you're the solution to every problem. Because when you remain with your selfless self, you're beyond the faculty of trying to use mind to create an illusory problem for yourself. And remember again, mind is not a separate entity. You know, all the time people are saying, oh, my mind is so busy. And oh, my mind doesn't let me do this and that. Mind is a flow of thoughts. You identify with this flow of thoughts and say, these are my thoughts. I'm thinking these thoughts. But when you know yourself in a real sense, this doesn't work. Because again, like we said, you're watching the black and white TV and the world is in color, and no black and white TV is going to be able to take your attention from the color. In the same way that when you know yourself in a real sense, the mind can only produce illusory thoughts, images that came along with the body. And just as when you wake up from a dream and you know, oh, it was just a dream, when you know yourself in a real sense, no matter where you look, you know, oh, these are appearances. The space is seeing with this body instrument without identifying with the body and without knowing it's the space, sees objects with inside the space and says, oh, look at all these things. Because prior to this, there was no knowledge. Then the knowledge of existence appeared. I exist. Dreaming at night, laying down, deep sleep, nothing, no knowledge of your own self. Suddenly, knowledge of existence, boom, dream world. Identify very quickly with a dream character and begin the play. Which may seem very real at the time. When you wake up on the other side, you realize, oh, just a dream.
this is still the comparing mind, but today I was noticing that sort of like a contrast between actual presence and filtered experience, that the presence you know, kind of contains, it's here no matter what. The sense stuff changes from one experience to another, but just noticing that the presence does not change.
And just think, the presence left this body. When I say left this body, presence stopped. This body can no longer sustain the essence. It's a dead body. Presence didn't go anywhere. It didn't, like, you know, pull out like a spirit or coming into a big spirit from the little spirit, or universal consciousness to individual consciousness. None of these. It's just dead body. But yet, presence clicks with the body. This lump of flesh suddenly is animated. The space outside and the space inside, one and the same. The presence is formless, identifying for a time with the form. And it's not true. When you spend time with yourself, you know this. You're self-evident. There's no support. No support is needed.
I also noticed that I can get more interested in how the mind is about itself, rather than just sitting and being free of the mind.
Well, then eventually you won't notice mind at all. Again, that'll be just the scenes appearing and disappearing, and you'll see yourself performing the activities in the moment. Maybe you use mind to schedule an appointment or to find out, you know, how many eggs for $1 or whatever you might have to figure out on the calculator or something like this. But again, that's within the bubble of illusion. Personal thoughts won't really make sense because there's no person.
And then you get natural patience, I would imagine. Right?
Well, see, you're outside of time,
yeah.
If you want to say it like that.
Yeah.
There's no concept of time because you're no longer identified with an object within space that can create the concept of time because of, oh, this object is from here and this is from here and there's time. Of course, you still look at your watch. You could still look at your phone. Time within the bubble of illusion. But you're not registering this, nor are you registering living a life.
So there's no patience or impatience.
There's no need for this because you're, again, when you know yourself in a real sense, there is no place to hang the hat. There's no hook. If you have the hook of me, then a hat can hang. If you have no hook and you try to hang the hat, any concept, you cannot. There's no place where a concept can stick.
That's the black hole kind of.
Well, when you know yourself in a real sense, okay, here's presence. I've been observing this presence for a while. At first, I identified this sense of presence as myself. The more I identified my sense of presence as myself, the more the understanding came that I'm the knower of the sense of presence. And whether presence is there or not, I am. And on this entire world, all of this has appeared on presence. So if presence, if you are there, whether presence is there or not, and world is on presence, then world can be instantaneously discarded. Body is instantaneously discarded because not even the subtle sense of presence is needed as a support for your own self. You know this. And you know it without having to go through any of the mental exercises of finding this out. It is so where all experience ends, there you are. Nothing is there. Even this sense of presence is not there. When you remain with yourself a self, you're Swami Maharaj says, deeper and deeper and deeper. It's very, very interesting because where all experience ends, there you are. But you are.